There was once a little boy whose name was Lars, and because he was so little, he was called Little Lassie. He was a brave little man, for he sailed round the world in a pea shell boat. It was summertime when the pea shells grew long and green in the garden. Little Lassie crept into the pea bed where the pea stalks rose high above his cap, and he picked 17 large shells, the longest and straightest he could find. Little Lassie thought, perhaps, that no one saw him. Then the gardener came, and he heard something rustling in the pea bed. "I think that must be a sparrow," the gardener said. But no sparrows flew out, for Little Lassie had no wings, only two small legs. "Wait, I will load my gun and shoot the sparrows," said the gardener. Then Little Lassie was frightened and crept out to the path. "Forgive me, dear gardener," he said. "I wanted to get some fine boats." "Well, I will this time," said the gardener. "But another time, Little Lassie must ask to go and look for boats in the pea bed."
"I will," answered Lassie, and he went off to the shore.
He opened the shells with a pin, split them carefully in two, and broke small little bits of sticks for the rower seats. Then he took the peas, which were right in the shells, and put them in the boats for cargo. Some of the shells got broken, some remained whole, and when all were ready, Lassie had 12 boats. He had 3 liners, 3 frigates, 3 brigs, and 3 schooners. The largest liner he called Hercules, and the smallest schooner, the Flea. Little Lassie put all 12 into the water, and they floated as splendidly and proudly as any great ships over the waves of the ocean. And now the ships must sail around the world. The great island over there was Asia, that large stone, Africa, the little island, America. The small stones were Polynesia, and the shore from which the ships sailed out was Europe. The whole fleet set off and sailed far away to other parts of the world. The ships of the line steered a straight course to Asia. The frigates sailed to Africa, the brigs to America, and the schooners to Polynesia. But Little Lassie remained in Europe and threw small stones out into the great sea. Now, there was on the shore of Europe a real boat, and Little Lassie got into it. Father and mother had forbidden this, but Little Lassie forgot. He thought he should very much like to travel to some other parts of the world. "I shall row out a little way, only a very little way," he thought. The pea shell boats had traveled so far that they only looked like little specks on the ocean. He shook the rope that held the boat. Now he would row, and he could row, for he had rowed so often on the steps at home when the steps pretended to be a boat and Father's big stick an oar. But when Little Lassie wanted to row, there were no oars to be found in the boat. The oars were locked up in the boathouse, and Little Lassie had not noticed that the boat was empty. It is not so easy as one thinks to row to Asia without oars. What could Little Lassie do now? The boat was already some distance out on the sea, and the wind which blew from the land was driving it still further out. Only a big crow perched alone in the birch tree, and the gardener's black cat sat under the birch tree, waiting to catch the crow. Neither of them troubled themselves in the least about Little Lassie, who was drifting out to sea. Ah, how sorry Little Lassie was, now that he had been disobedient and got into the boat.
when father and mother had so often forbid him to do so. Now it was too late. He could not get back to land. Perhaps he would be lost out on the great sea. What should he do? When he had shouted until he was tired and no one heard him, he put his two little hands together and said to the wind, "Dear wind, do not be angry with little Lassie." And then he went to sleep. For although it was daylight, old Nakumati was sitting on the shores of the land of Nod and was fishing for little children with his long fishing rod. He heard the low words which little Lassie said to the wind, and he immediately drew the boat to himself and laid little Lassie to sleep on a bed of rose leaves.